Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches.
What are you so happy about? All you ever do is stand there.
Yes, but I have a very important job. I stand here reminding everyone for the reason of the season.
Which is?
I forget. But what's wrong with you?
I'm so mad at Angel. She thinks she's so perfect. I told her I was going to sit on top of the branches this year, but she says I got a broken point, so she's going to be the main attraction.
Now, wait a minute. You both know I'm the main attraction around here.
Without us, you're just a plain old green tree. You need us. Admit it.
Whatever. There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
What's wrong, Angel? Up in the air about something again?
Very funny. Thanks to you, I'll be tossed in the trash dumpster this year. What did you do with my halo?
What? It wasn't real.
Just give it back.
Can't do it.
What do you mean, can't do it? Why not?
Well, I kind of dropped it and got it stuck in the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, my shiny new halo.
You'll what? Tickle me to death with your feathers?
Oh.
Hey, Angel, how many halos does it take to break a vacuum cleaner? One. Ha, ha, ha.
Now, where was I? Oh. Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are your branches.
Hello, how are you, tree? Isn't it a wonderful day?
Who made you the official career?
Well, nobody. It's just that I have this really sunny personality. Did I mention what a wonderful day it is?
Only 852 times.
Oh. Well, did I mention that you are looking extremely lovely today?
No. Thanks.
I think? Isn't it exciting? Christmas, with the snow and the logs on the fireplace.
We don't even have a fireplace.
I know, but if we did, wouldn't it be great? Life is so good. Life is wonderful.
Life stinks.
Excuse me?
I said life stinks. Oh, sure, it's fine if you're a career card. You guys get all the best jobs. But for us candy canes, it's miserable. First, I hang you on a tree near a light so you'll be sure to melt before Christmas. Or if you're one of the really lucky ones, you get a ribbon tied really tight around your neck. And then, bam, you're stuck to your present.
Did someone call?
What a lovely ensemble! You look radiant! How are the children?
Just hold it. It's falling off.
Oh, brother, don't encourage her. She's already wrapped up in herself.
Well, darling, aren't you sweet? When you look this good, it's hard to be humble.
Her microphone's falling off.
Oh, yeah? I bet you're held together with Big Lots tape.
Perish the thought. My Scotch brand invisible tape came directly from the mall. My specialty paper is sold exclusively at the Christmas store. And just in case you were wondering, my bow is handmade with the finest ribbon available to man. Only the biggest, brightest, best. That's my motto, you know.
I thought your motto was tacky is as tacky does.
That was last year. Last week, darling. Get with the program.
Hello, everyone. Did you hear the latest? She was singing to himself against stars and avocados because his point is broken. Angel lost her halo. The vacuum cleaner is broken. And Kane feels miserable. And Carter's so flattering. And President is flattering herself again. And
that was gossiping again.
Oh, it's not gossip. It's a truth, silly. And besides, I'm not saying anything behind your back that I want to say to your faces.
Actually, Belle, repeating what you hear and see is gossip.
Oh, don't worry, Tree. I only would say it once.
Don't pay any mind to them, dear. It takes a certain kind of girl to appreciate good news. Come along. Let's take a stroll and chat for a while.
Well, Kane, isn't there some place you need to be? I need to spruce up a bit. It is Christmas Eve, you know.
Yeah, I guess I was going to jump into some candy bowl.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches.
Oh, woe with me, oh, woe with me.
I put a sock in it, will ya?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mess up your song, but I'm always messing up everything anyway.
What do you mean? How could you mess things up?
Oh, so now you're saying I'm not important enough to mess up anything.
No, that's not what I meant at all. I just meant...
It's okay. I'll just go over here and hide in the corner and wait for all the celebrating to be over. I wouldn't want to get in anybody's way or anything.
Oh, great. How am I supposed to get ready for the big night if I don't have any socks laying around here? Maybe no one will notice them over there in the dark. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Who are you?
Oh, don't be alarmed. It's just me, Candle.
I've never seen you around here before.
No, every other family buys one new thing to add to their Christmas stuff. This year, I guess I get to be the new kid.
Just great. Now explain to somebody else why I'm the main attraction around here.
Oh, I already know what's so special about you, Tree.
You do?
Of course. Everybody knows what's so special about you.
They do. They do? I mean, they do. But just to be sure, you know I'm special. Tell me.
Because evergreen trees are green and alive all year round. They represent everlasting life.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. But just to refresh my memory... Why is everlasting life so important?
I know what my mom and dad say. They say it's because Jesus, the giver of eternal life, was born on Christmas.
That's right. Your mom and dad are right. Do you know why you are so important, Stalking?
I'm not special. I'm just empty.
You're empty for a reason. You're going to be filled with treats and toys for the children tonight. You're going to be the first thing they reach for in the morning.
I am?
Yes. You show that even the emptiest heart can be filled to the top with Jesus' love.
Well, I never knew that. I better get back to my place. Thank Candle. I'll never forget this.
It's okay, though. Have you met the rest of the gang yet?
No, actually, I just got here a little while ago.
Let me introduce you then. Cade should be in the next room. Cade! Cade! He was just here a few minutes ago. Maybe Card is still around. Card!
Hello, Tree! Who's your friend?
Hi, I'm Card. I'm the official greeter. My goodness, you are so bright and cheerful!
Thank you, Card. It's nice to meet you, too.
Card, why don't you round up the others so Candle can meet them?
Okay. Angel, Belle, Cain, present. Come in here, please.
Angel, I'm
going to
go.
Michael.
Go.
Oh, heavens, what is it? It's not time for the celebration yet, is it?
Guess what, everyone? There's a new kid in town, and I hear she's very bright.
Hello, you must be Belle. I'm Candle, the new kid.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's okay, Belle. I know you have to talk all the time. It's your job.
It is? I have a job.
Yes. People will know it's Christmas tomorrow, because all the church bells will ring out loud and clear, and all the little bells... Like you. Well, jingle and jingle.
You can hear the jingle or bells yakking.
Now, Tree, I'm sure the bell's just excited and doesn't know what to do with all her energy.
That's right. I never realized it before. That's why I always talk. But from now on, I'm only going to jingle the good news about Christmas everywhere I go. What's present shop, Candle?
job? I don't have a job. I'm merely here to please the eye. I look good. It's what I do. It's all I do.
Present. I can't believe you think that's all you're here for. You do have a job. Your job is to represent the greatest gift ever given.
It is?
Yes. Jesus was God's gift to the world, and that's why people give gifts to each other at Christmas time. It's not the pretty paper and bows. It's the love that counts.
Hey, everybody, where's Kane?
Back up.
Yeah, where's Kane? Never mind about Star. Who's the new kid? Oh, I see how it is. Star got a broken point, so we need a new main attraction.
At least you've got all your parts.
Hey, Angel, still bitter about the Halo thing? Yeah, so you think you're going to take my place, huh? Yeah, wait. Yeah, you think you're going to take my place, huh? You and whose army?
Oh, no, Star. I could never replace you. You stand for the great light that led the wise men to Jesus. You remind people that wise men and women still seek Jesus.
I do.
So what's your purpose, Candle?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I know God has a purpose for me, but I was hoping somebody here could tell me what it is.
Maybe Kane would know. Has anyone seen him? I'm a little worried about him lately.
I saw a kid walking around with something sticky all over his face.
I can't believe I've been so selfish. I'm worried about a missing Halo when Kane's gone. What kind of angel are you if people can't tell you're an angel when your Halo's not on? I wish Kane were here. I'd tell him that he's shaped like the letter J for Jesus, and that he looks like the staff the shepherds carried, and that his red stripes remind people of the blood that Jesus shed. I'd tell him that I miss him, and...
Angel?
What? Who's there?
It's me, Kane. I found something for you, but it's a little bent. But here it is.
Oh, Kane. I'm so glad you're okay. We gotta tell the others.
Do the others miss me? Really miss me?
Yes, very much. And there's this new kid, too. Hey, look, everybody, who I found.
Boy, things really change around here. Since the new kid came. I barely recognize anyone.
You're right, Kane. Candle, I think I know what your job is.
You do?
Yep. Your job must be to lead people to the truth.
You showed
each of us how important we are, and now we're treating each other better.
I think you're right, Tree.
We better get ready for the celebration. I think I hear the family coming. Places, everyone, look alive.
Huh?
Okay, so don't look alive.
How nice does the tree look? It looks perfect.
I like the new candle.
Hey, Mom, look, a candy cane.